Inside on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska. It's realestateconcepts.net. And Iowa Computer Repair. You want your computer to work? That's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Hey, it is the Business News Hour. Thanks for coming by on the first day of June 2017. With us in studio is Lance Hansen. Lance is the broker with RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts. He's one of the owners there, one of a whole triage of people. You guys got a lot of folks over there running stuff.
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
So you don't do nothing then, right?
No, I pretty much hang around.
Yeah. Yeah. Just that's sign the checks.
That's all I do. I do sign a lot of checks. Yeah, I found out that I don't really sign them. They just stamp them. So I don't even know what I'm signing.
I see. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. How's the real estate market, my friend?
You know, it's ever-changing, ever interesting, and still moving right along.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a news story today about the size of housing, and here's the gist of that. Back in 2007... Mm-hmm. Okay. Houses were 47% smaller than what they are today.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then we started building big. And then at the recession, all right, builders, according to the news story now, builders were building big houses because they probably thought that people with money had good credit and they could afford to buy the housing that they were building. Now, says the Bureau of Labor Statistics and the Census Bureau, says that home sizes are starting to decrease, and this is the second year in a row. What's going on in the metro? Any of that happening?
Well, I think probably one of the biggest reasons behind that is because it's so doggone expensive. I mean, you know, you start bringing down Canadian lumber with our tariff.
Yeah, with the what? 31%?
Something like
tariff?
That.
Yeah.
That we have to pay to get Canadian lumber. And apparently, we don't grow any of that stuff in the United States.
Not, no.
You know, mm-hmm. None that we can cut anyway, because the spotted owl has to have a place to hang.
There you go.
Political commentary there, I guess. But it's, I mean, just the cost of labor is up. The cost of virtually every material is up, and so that just makes house costs more. And you get to a point where it's like, you know, you're trying to sell a house, trying to keep the price down. And one of the most effective ways to keep the price down is to make it smaller.
Got it. You know, we had another story that was kind of tied to this. It was also this week about millennials not buying as much stuff as what you and I perhaps did, or not wanting to hold on to as much stuff. So, therefore, if they're not buying as big a house, there's smaller furniture purchases, there's smaller clothing purchases, there's smaller purchases. Any of that?
Well, I don't know. I know there's an awful lot of people from every walk of life chasing millennials around because they're going to spend a lot of money. So I'm like wondering, okay, how's this work? Because they're the ones. They're the ones who are going to start spending a whole lot of money. And I think that, you know, the way the economy sets, that they can't spend a whole lot of money until they join forces. So there has to be two of them. You know, in some format.
Yeah, and that's, you know, and that's another indicator.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are putting off marriage longer.
Yep.
And they're graduating with more student debt. So there's a lot of impediments to
it's the way the world changes, you know. And so I think they'll probably gather more stuff as they get out of debt, join forces with another person to share cost of living, that kind of thing. You know, and you know, shoot, I remember when I was really young, and I thought it was just, you know, terrible if you spent a whole lot of money on something because you were just being gross, you know.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, shit, looks good to me.
What the heck, you know?
Yeah.
Go with it. His name is Lance Hansen, ladies and gentlemen. He is a broker with an owner of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts. All right, let's bring this back home. We talked about a couple of things. Are the new houses that are being constructed, I know there's some McMansions out there. I mean, there always tends to be.
Sure.
But are they tending to build some smaller places?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know, I think last people I was showing, you know, it's really hard to imagine, but we were at 310 purchase price, and we were getting 1,600 square foot ranch with some finish down.
Really?
That's about all you got.
Really?
You know, so.
So that price per square foot is a little high.
Yeah. Yeah. I think ranches with finished basements, you're going to be over 200 a foot, you know, just, I mean, if they've got, you know, a decent amenity package. Yeah. And new construction, there's houses in Ankeny that are small. I'm thinking 1,300 square foot, maybe 1,200, two car attached on small lots. And they're advertising in big giant letters in the 200s.
You know, we had Chris Sedulis in just a week ago or so. She's a vice president of development with Hubble, Hubble Development. And we were talking about the Gray's Landing project over here, 75 acres. And we were talking a little bit about housing and rentals and, you know, missing middle housing and smaller yards and more walkability and more of a community there. What's happening with those folks who are 65 plus, for example? Are they looking for that kind of an arrangement? Where they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in that range now. And talking to friends and that kind of stuff, what they're looking to do is continue to live.
Right. Yeah.
And so, you know, the days of like, oh, it's time to, you know, get in the rocking chair and sit in and sit on your front porch. That's not the case.
That ain't happening anymore.
No. I mean, you know, we got people that go down to Florida, friends of ours, and they're in like pickleball leagues. I don't even know what pickleball is, except I know they get hurt sometimes. but they're in athletic leagues and they're doing these things and they're running around and they, you know, so, you know, you're much more active as an older individual now than you used to be. So,
and I think that there's also a trend. There seems to be a trend, and we've been watching this, how older individuals, they still want to do all this stuff, but they don't want to have the headaches of maintenance of a house.
Yeah.
That, kind of like a millennial, if you will.
Yeah, I think so. I think what's happening, we started seeing that a while back, is that they're called single family townhomes.
Yes.
And they're closer together, smaller yards maintained by somebody else, but you're individual in your home. So you can still do that. And we're still seeing, I mean, they're being built with three car garages. Hubble did a bunch of those out in Copper Creek.
Are they marketable?
Oh, very much. Yeah.
Wow. Lance Hansen, ladies and gentlemen, broker and owner of REMAX Real Estate Concepts. We're talking about housing trends here in the metro. You know, the last time you were here, we were talking about the low inventory of homes, that there just wasn't anything out there, and the people were going wanting, and if a house was on the market for any longer than 36 minutes. What's going on? Anything?
You know, it's a little bit better. We had there were over 1,000 houses listed in May.
Oh,
and
isn't
so
that weird?
So that was good that many came on.
But you know, we were here back, and I remember this very clearly. We were here in January and February saying, if you want to get into the market, now's the time to list your house because there's not much out there. You can probably demand a higher price.
Right. Yeah, and just so you understand, that is over.
Got it.
You know, the demanding a higher price and getting it because of lack of inventory is starting to hit its peak. There's not as much of that going on now. I think we've realized our gain. It's sitting there. And from this point on, I think you'll see less and less of that. Appraisers are starting to go, whoa, you know, hang on. Normally I was looking at 350 and up had slowed already. Today, actually, in a meeting, we were talking, and we had an agent that said in the marketplace where she had listings, it was 275 and up that was slowing
down. Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
We just had a house in our neighborhood sell, and it had been on the market, this is no kidding, for 8 months, 9 months.
Is it one we talked about?
It is one we talked about.
Yeah.
It's a two-story, very nice home, original owner. Mm-hmm. It was built back in 1968.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they started out wanting 350, 360 for that. And last time I saw it was down around 285.
Mm-hmm.
I think somebody got real.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you have to, you know, it's, you know, there's some point where it's like, okay, that, you know, that's enough of that rise. I mean, we had, you know, we had back to back, you know, 8% gains, you know. And we're starting to feel this year, I think we may be down in the, depending on where you live, of course, it's all different, but 2-4%.
What would you have to say to folks that are either thinking about selling or buying? Is now still the time to do it?
It's still, yeah. I mean, it always is. The reason that it's always the time to either buy or sell is because there's no uncertainty to now. Okay?
Good point.
You know what's going on. Now. Yeah. I can't tell you next week. I mean, if we had something going, the world's a little crazy out there.
Oh, boy.
And so it doesn't take much to have, you know, a bomb get dropped here or there. And next thing you know, interest rates are up 2%. Yeah. I mean, it's done. And you know, market crashes and all these different things that can happen. And so that's why it's always the right time to go, is because it's for certain. You know,
the only
thing we know for sure is now in the past. You know, so when you look back and go, oh, I should have. Yeah. Well, you know, so the only thing we'll know about now is if we wait until, you know, next week like that, we'll have that same scenario. We'll look back and go, maybe I should have or glad I didn't.
Yeah. Well, I know the Fed is taking a look at interest rates rising again this next session. Yeah.
They're going to have a hard time with that.
I think so. Yeah. Although jobs report is scheduled tomorrow.
Well, they had jobs this morning. They had some jobs ADPs. Come out this morning.
Right.
ADPs came out, and they were up, but it wasn't massive.
We'll see. Stock market said, whoa, this is good news.
Oh, well, you know, it's always looking for anything. anything to go higher.
His name is Lance Hansen, ladies and gentlemen. He is an expert in housing. You really are. You know, and I
drip under pressure. You know?
I look forward to these conversations because, you know, this is not what I do for a living, obviously, but it's what you do. And you've got an inside track on so much of what's going on in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate that knowledge. So thank you.
Oh, I love it. Thank you.
All right.
I'm glad to be here.
Lance Hansen, ladies and gentlemen, it is RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts. Offices in, Nebraska, Iowa.
Mostly in just Iowa.
Yeah, mostly just Iowa. All right, we've got to step on out of here because it is nigh on to 6 o'clock, and that means that Tyler Hackmiller is going to say, well, you know, I'm thinking about moving downtown. What's that interest rate like? We'll have to check on that a little bit later. All right, for all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Tyler Hackmiller is our producer. Of course, the voice of insight on Business the News Hour is Jimmy Olson. The program director for the radio station is Patrick Wood. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. And the music you're listening to now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend James Goodlett. Good stuff. All right, we'll check in with you tomorrow. It's Friday already, for crying out loud. What's the heck's going on? Friday, 5 p.m., more of the Business News Hour, the Friday edition. All right, have yourself a great evening. Thanks so very much for being with us. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good night.